My dear friend, life punishes the ordinary, life punishes the mediocre. Your escape is to embrace greatness. How do you embrace greatness? So welcome again, dear friend. Today we're talking about embracing greatness, and embrace it now. Why does it matter? You know, since our childhood, at least for most of us, we've grown to be respectful, to follow the norms, to work hard, and so on. But why is it that in a company the faithful worker gets fired, while the owner of the company who is not that faithful worker, because it's not compulsory for him to come from 9 to 5 p.m. at work, he gets profits? Why is it that a young man who kind of worship, respect, polite towards young women don't get the success they're looking for, and the girl who more or less even don't give that level of respect or don't even care that get that respect, not us, some, because we're going to see the why, we're diving into the why of this. Why some brilliant students end up working for some students who are not really that brilliant in class? Why? Simply put, in life, in the world, the spotlight often shines brighter than the extraordinary. It can sometimes feel as though life punishes the ordinary individuals who conform to the societal norms and expectations. They find themselves overlooked, undervalued, and that in return can make them have less self-esteem, unhealthy self-esteem, less self-confidence, less self-worth, with multitude of consequences in that. While those who dare defy the convention, who dare pursue greatness, they celebrate it, they reward it. Consider the story of a dedicated worker who is passed over by promotion, and the one who gets it is that one who has the flashy credentials. In everyday interaction we see it. It may feel that the quiet student in class get overshadowed by the clown of the class. We see it in politics, in business, in art, in different. You see the introverted get overshadowed by the charismatic. I'm not talking about the personality type. It's the keywords coming out here will be the greatness. The introvert can embrace his greatness and be great. The extrovert can, but in the default setting, the extrovert will overshadow the introvert. The key word here is greatness, and it's important. It's very important to understand that greatness is not reserved to just a selected few. It exists in each of us. It is waiting to be embraced and to be nurtured. It's waiting. Embrace it. Embrace your uniqueness and refuse to be defined by society's standard of success. By doing that, you're breaking free from the cycle of punishments and you unlock your potential. That's a real challenge. And you need to be aware of a certain number of things. You have in this world, which is hyper-connected, we are inundated with a constant flow of information from social media to the news to headlines to the television to from different sources, our friends, and so on. Even the authorities. Now you have cameras in the streets, and you have the different things, pressures. So you have a flow of information and the different pressures and so on. And it's how do you navigate? People can feel overwhelmed and uncertain. And amidst this set of data, it's easy to lose sight of what matters. Let's delve into how embracing greatness is really the key for all this and how we can navigate the challenges that come with it. How do you embrace greatness in this age of information overloads? Because what we have is an overload of information and great confusion to most people. Embracing greatness becomes a beacon of clarity and purpose. With so much noise that for our attention, the competition for our attention is great. You can see that you have 24 hours in the day, while the flow of information that can come is for 1 year. Take any of the social media, they're working hard to keep you there. They're sending you notification, they're sending you more interesting stuff, jokes, if jokes you like, sport, if sports you like, politics or whatever you like, they send you more of that. It's competition for your attention. So the only way to cut through that noise is to cultivate a sense of clarity and a sense of purpose through greatness. So rather than be swept away by the tide of information, you embrace greatness and it empowers you to chart your own course and make a positive impact in the world. The first challenge will be you, and it's the challenge of being ordinary. It is, you know, your current situation, and this is what some call the zone of comfort. Yeah, for some people it's a zone of comfort because they know what they have, they're quite happy, they eat, they have a shelter, they have some friends and so on, and they consider that as it's okay, I don't need anything else, so this is the content. And this is, for them, we can talk about comfort zone, but for some other people it's not that interesting. It is a zone of familiarity, they know the current situation, they accepted that life is just like this. And as they accept it, it's not a comfortable situation, but they're accepting it, so it's a zone of familiarity. When you took it together, it's the same. It's the same, the fear of going beyond for both. So this is the first thing you're going to encounter, whatever the situation you are. And they're both dangerous. So that is zone of familiarity or zone of comfort. It is dangerous to be. It's a dangerous place to be because it drives a superficial success. It is because you have food, you think you okay, really? How about the potential you're living away? How about what you can be? How you can impact the world? How you can impact yourself? How you can unveil what that potential you have? Don't sit for the comfortable because it's a dangerous place to be. And when you're ordinary and it's okay, you're one step from mediocre. If you're mediocre and you're setting that, you're going to the bottom. Some people wait to be at the bottom and then they bounce back because there is no other choice. Don't be that person. But if you're that person, you're at the bottom, know that the decision is yours. You can still embrace your greatness. You can become by decision, by deciding now. But if you're not at that bottom, you kind of in a zone of comfort, it's your decision to say that, yes, it's comfortable, but I can become more. I can become this, because when you look inside yourself, you have it. You're just shying away from it. You're just shying away from, maybe from, because you're conforming to society's standard of success, or people around you have expectation. You think you're fulfilling them and so on. But what do you want? What's your uniqueness, your unique strength, your unique passion? Can you pursue them? Can you go toward them with determination? And when you can, step outside of your comfort zone, outside of your zone of familiarity, you embrace the unknown. It requires to challenge the status quo. It requires to question the conventional wisdom and to follow your own path in the pursuit of your dreams. While the path of greatness it does have obstacles and setbacks, understand that setbacks or failures or anything challenge you meet on the way is really what takes you to the greatness. It's really what fuels you to the greatness, or should be, because it's a journey. And when you start a journey, It's the journey to a life of purpose, of fulfillment, and significance and impact. Another challenge that we see is with this flow of information you have, proxy, or you'll be living the success of other people by watching them, by watching great football match, by watching great artists, great scientists, and great people. You watch them and you kind of have a satisfaction. Okay. That is not by knowing them, by knowing what they do, by watching what they do, that you become this by being you. Not by idolizing the other and emulating those who perceive to be great. True greatness is something different. It cannot be attained by observing others. It's deeply personal and subjective. And what personal and subjective, then it has an impact outside of you. It's a journey of self-discovery, self-mastery, self-actualization. It's about uncovering your uniqueness, your unique potential, your unique passion. It's leverage. It's a leverage for a positive impact on your world, in the world. You may think you're small. You are not. You have this potential because you are human. You can listen to what I'm saying and you can understand it. You can be great to cultivate this sense of self-awareness and authenticity. Don't fear possible setback. Don't fear. Embrace it. Embrace the fears. Embrace this thing and go through your unique gifts, unique talents, passion, and your contribution. Otherwise, you're going to miss the contribution you can give the world. Now, what comes the best in this, in embracing your greatness? Is the thrill of becoming your best. The greatest thrill we can say in embracing greatness is the journey. It's not by itself what you get at the end, it's the journey toward that end. So set goals. Let's say you have a goal of earning some money. It's not the earning of the money, it's the journey toward that's what you become in the process that's the most important. And it is the most thrilling in the process. You see that so-called impossible, the so-called limits you have, you pass them. You pass your limits, you pass the impossible thing, the impossible obstacles. And this is your way to the real greatness. Take anything, health. You will set yourself, be it ambitious, whatever your level of health now, set it ambitious, and it's how you go, how you reach it, is the process, the transformation you go through. Whatever the goal, you can reach it, but it is the transformation you go through. That's the journey of growth and transformation and self-discovery. And the challenges are part of it, and they part of the trail to become the best version of yourself, both professionally, personally. And another thing to add is not about perfection, because the perfection does not exist. Since you have unlimited potential, you don't even know what's the limit. So what's perfection? What you may see as perfection is just nothing. So improvement, continuous improvement is okay, but perfection is just something that you take to. Some people say I'm a perfectionist. Nonsense. You're not a perfectionist. You just procrastinate, or you just find a word to hide yourself behind it, which may be a nice word, but forget what perfection is. Transformation and becoming, that's the most important here. In conclusion, this video was, and this episode was about inviting you for action to embrace your greatness. It's a call to action, to rise above the noise of confusion, of distraction, and challenge the status quo, to pursue your passions, to unwaver with determination, the way to your greatness, and you'll see you have a life where you know what you're doing, you know where you're going, The unknown is not a problem for you. The uncertain is not a problem for you. And you have an impact on yourself and others. This is an introductory video to a series of video on embracing your greatness, where I will be giving you strategies and going through these tips and drop knowledge on this path to your greatness. It will be a dozen of episodes on the podcast and YouTube. So it's Mind at Work for you by Coach Zed. Stay tuned and thank you for watching. Share it with somebody who needs it, and come back again. Thank you and see you next.